That's the unmistakable sound of crunching on a French fry, an extra crispy French fry. It's not listed on the menu, but it's a specialty at one of Kansas City's barbecue joints. Today's food show here on Central Standard is all about French fries, so we sent our intern, Caitlin Troutman, to get the story behind the off-menu extra crispy.
I went to Kate's Barbecue on Main Street to order the secret menu item I'd heard of, double fried French fries.
Hey, do you have like double fried French fries? Can I have an order of those? Thank
sure
you. So the waitress knew what I was talking about when I said double fried, but it turns out I'd gotten it wrong.
What's a double fried fry? Tell me.
It's just, I was hoping you could tell me. That was one of my questions.
We have double blanch.
What is that?
That means that they were processed twice, and they were blanched or put in water, then taken out, put in water again. And a lot of fries are not double blanched, ours are double blanched.
The man explaining how they make French fries is George Gates. Yeah, like that Gates, of the Gates family.
The process is pretty simple. We get the best potatoes, buy the best potatoes, and fry them at the right temperature in the right oil mixture. See, we mix our oil. We don't just use vegetable oil. We use a mixture of oil to give it a little better flavor. So along with the double blanching, along with the oil that we use, along with frying those fries for at 350 for exactly 4.5 minutes, that's when you have a great product.
But some people just aren't satisfied with the big soft fries they serve normally. Some people want an extra crunch.
You can ask for extra crispy fries, and they will leave it in there longer.
So that's it. Just ask for extra crispy, and they come out a little more golden with an extra crunch. A friend and I went to Gates to sample the famous spuds for ourselves. Like any good experiment, we tried both regular and extra crispy fries, just to make sure we got the full experience. And the favorite was...
I think I know the answer based on like where your hand goes, but like what's your preference between these two plates? Single fry, double fry.
Probably double fry.
I like them better extra crispy too. And as a vegetarian, there's not a lot to look forward to at barbecue restaurants. So I really appreciate a good fry.
Intern Caitlin Troutman sent us that dispatch from Gates. I'm Gina Kaufman, and French fries are an important part of many meals. In fact, we now have evidence suggesting something you may already know deep down. Kansas Cityans love French fries. The Kansas City Star just did a French fry bracket inspired by March Madness, and the month-long tournament racked up more than 8,600 votes. Jill Silva is joining us from the Star, and Jill, explain the concept.
Okay, well, the concept is very much like a basketball bracket. And so we set up four categories: diner style, barbecue, upscale American, and fancy French. Of course, there's lots of other fries out there too, but we had to kind of narrow it down. And people played for 4 weeks, and then we had our face-off.
They played by voting for their favorites out of those categories?
Absolutely, and we were egging them on. Sarah Gish, our reporter, was doing lots of little vignettes like we just heard, and she would go to the different fry places and check it out and see how they do their fries, and then people would vote. And in the end, we had BRGR and Joe's Kansas City.
Who won?
Well, Joe's did.
What do you think it is about French fries and barbecue?
You know, they go together very, very well. And I don't know. Joe's fries are nice and crispy and crunchy. We had a lot of write-in votes, too. And one of the ones that was not on, because they were crinkle-cut fries and we didn't really have that category, was Rosedale's. So barbecue did fare very, very well in this matchup.
I like that crinkle-cut was disqualified.
You like that. You know, I honestly am not a huge crinkle cut fan myself, but you know what? So many people wrote in for Rosedale's. They just love those crinkle cuts, perhaps because they're so darn hot they almost burn your mouth.
Well, let's bring the rest of this morning's food critics in on the discussion. Charles Frusa, good morning.
Good morning.
And Bon Jwingli, hello.
Hi.
Tell me about your favorite French fries at barbecue joints. You both have someplace that made your list that was a barbecue joint. So clearly this barbecue and French fries thing resonates for you.
For me, it's Elsie's. Joe's has got great fries too, but I like Elsie's because they're thicker and they've got this great crust on them. And I actually have to pick through and get the little bits that are not quite full pieces because they're extra crispy.
So you're a crispy fry guy.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, we'll revisit this topic. Charles, you agree with the voters in the Kansas City Star's bracket.
I do. I love Joe's fries. I mean, they're perfectly greasy, if that makes any sense. It's not that they're just greasy. They're perfectly greasy.
What is perfectly greasy?
Not too greasy. Not, you know, sort of like, you know, Little Red Riding Hood. you know, not too greasy, not greasy, too little greasy, I should say. They're just right.
So you don't have to blot them, but you know you ate something fried.
Right, right.
Well, what matters more, guys? The potatoey middle or the crunchy exterior?
For me, it's the exterior. All the way.
Why?
You could fry anything
and it would have a crunchy exterior.
I think it's just potato starch is extra crispy. I like the way it is.
That's poetic.
And for me, if you're going to fry something, it's got to be crispy. Otherwise, it's kind of soggy and not good.
I like both. I grew up many years ago eating steak and shake fries, which are they're Shoestring fries, very very thin, and they're always, you know, really really crispy, really delicious. I mean, I know that they're frozen and out of a bag, but they're delicious.
I'm an equal opportunity French fry eater.
Too polite.
But I actually tend to lean towards the more potato-y, thicker cut, less crunchy potatoes, fries. But then I can be persuaded, you know, if there's a really good dip or seasoning. So, you know, then I go crispy, crunchy, because those are a lot easier to dip and dunk.
Dips and seasonings. Talk to me about those. And we'll start with the seasonings. I mean, How do you season a fry well, and is ketchup an abomination?
Oh,
not to be leading.
I personally do not think ketchup is an abomination. I think it's kind of required, but you can also
not required.
No,
okay. Wow,
no.
It's only an abomination when it's on meatloaf.
I mean, I think it's all American myself.
But why do this to a potato?
Why not?
Because the potatoes,
it's a vehicle. It's a vehicle for all kinds of things. So you could do aioli. You could do, you know, hot sauce. You could do a sriracha mayo. You could do all
gravy.
Kinds of things. Gravy.
Vinegar.
And you have poutine.
Vinegar.
Vinegar is
my favorite.
Much forgotten.
As long as it's salty, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's a lot to debate about French fries. We've got a lot of French fries to cover, and pretty soon we're going to hear about some of the best French fries on Kansas City menus. So you can get on Facebook or Twitter and tell us about your favorite Kansas City French fries. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard, and the food critics are here with recommendations for the best French fries in Kansas City. This morning's critics are Charles Ferruza, Jill Silva, and Bonjuring Lee. Hi again, everyone.
Hey.
Bonjuring, tell me about the fries at Genesee Royale in the West Bottoms.
I just had them the other day, and the funny thing is I asked Todd Schulte, the owner, about them, and he says, yeah, we always serve them with Heinz ketchup at 40 degrees. I don't know if he was just joking, but they are in my opinion, the classic fry. It's just
describe them so we understand what the classic fry
so
really is.
So thicker than a shoestring, smaller than a steak. So they're just sort of like your regular fry. But I think they are pre-made, pre-cut. A lot of restaurants use them because they're just more predictably good. And a lot of them, they spray them with a little extra starch on the outside so that when you fry them, they have this extra crispy exterior. And I like that about them.
How are these seasoned?
Just a little bit of salt and large format salt. So not the little table salt, but like, you know.
So salt that crunches in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just with ketchup.
Can I also say that I am anti-seasoning for fries.
Anti-seasoning?
But you like the Joe's
fries.
Wait,
if you like Joe's,
yeah,
that got seasoning.
That's
I know,
salt.
But it's not too obnoxious. I'm talking about obnoxious seasonings. Too much of it.
Charles, let's get to your recommendations. You are recommending Westport Cafe for what you call real palm frites?
They seem to be the real thing to me. And
describe.
Well, palm frites are, aren't they blanched twice and fried twice, I believe? And perfectly crispy and perfectly delicious. They really can almost pass as a healthy vegetable.
And you're recommending Le Fou Frog and Aix Soie for
the same thing.
Can I call them fancy fries? Is that
I would.
Accurate?
Yeah, Jill does, and if that's good enough for me.
Well, and pommes frites also tend to be that thinner. Like yeah. They're not. They're you know they're the thinner ones.
And almost borderline shoestring.
Almost. Yeah.
Well, do our listeners need to know anything about Le Fou Frog in Aixois, the fries that they serve?
Other than they're excellent, you know.
Do you have them with wine?
Well, I don't, but people do.
Let's see what our listeners are saying about the French fry debates on social media. We've got someone who's tweeted us to tell us that the crinkle fry is not just a Rosedale thing, that it's an entire subgenre of the French fry. And he is recommending Have a Snack with a couple of hyphens in it. Has anyone been to Have a Snack?
I didn't think it was still open. The one that was on the east side?
27th and Van Brunt.
I don't think it's there anymore. In fact, I think the last time I drove by there, unless they've opened a new place, it was Chinese restaurant.
This tweet says Have a Snack used to have them. So yeah. Where do you go now, other than Rosedale?
For good crinkle cuts.
I don't seek them out, personally.
I think they're still in school cafeterias,
yeah, that's
right?
What I remember. They remind me of school cafeteria lunches.
Well, we're also hearing on Twitter that Grenauer has good fries.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Austrian restaurant?
Yes.
Tell me about them, Charles.
Well, I mean, what's more Austrian than a good fried potato?
We are hearing on Facebook that the garlic fries at Gordon Biersch are good. I'm not going to ask Charles because he doesn't like seasoning.
I don't.
I haven't had them, but I would not be opposed to trying garlic fries.
We have a recommendation for the peanut. Anyone tried those?
It's been a while for me. Yeah.
Well, our Facebook follower says not as highbrow as your pommes frites, but can't leave out, in fact, cheese fries at the peanut. We have not discussed cheese fries.
Well, that is a genre, like cheese fries, and then you could also
chili
cheese fries, Cajun fries, go on to poutine.
Yeah.
You know, that can
gravy,
count
with
gravy and cheese curds on top. So that, I think, is also in that subgenre.
And I just passed someone in the hall who I overheard recommending Stroud's French fries dipped in gravy.
That sounds good, actually. I've never had it.
Now, also on Facebook, we have two votes for Sahara, which is a Middle Eastern restaurant near the station. It's over at, 51st and Oak, right? Mm-hmm. Anyone tried the French fries there and understand what it is about these that is earning them two votes? We don't have a lot of two-vote places yet.
I like Sahara, and, you know, there's something classic, that's probably the wrong word, but about the kind of roasted or grilled meats they serve at a Middle Eastern restaurant and French fries.
But they tend to be thicker cut, right?
Not at Sahara so
not
much.
Not at Sahara's? Okay.
Well, so anyone else have a recommendation for a French fry that you get at a place that isn't a burger joint, isn't a French restaurant, is a place that maybe you wouldn't just immediately think of when you think of French fries?
I kind of think that French fries can show up anywhere. And they don't need an explanation.
That's funny.
Well, I kind of do. I don't know.
It's a culinary genre all its own.
Yeah.
And which is why you're doing this show.
You wouldn't think that you'd find it at a Middle Eastern restaurant, but they're there. And you wouldn't expect to find it, you know. I don't know.
I agree, because I wouldn't maybe have ever ordered French fries at a Middle Eastern restaurant, just because I wouldn't think of them.
But they always seem to come with your side of roasted meat at a Middle Eastern.
At the roasted meat.
Yeah, and they tend to be thicker, in my experience, thicker cut.
We have a recommendation now for Kitty's Cafe, and this is for specifically crinkle cut fries.
Awesome.
I have been there many times, but I don't think I've had the fries there.
Oh, I'll tell you where I love crinkle cut fries. Not that I seek them out because I don't, but there's an old 1960s drive-in on 9th Street called the Humdinger, and it has beautiful crinkle cut fries.
Well, I'm Gina Kaufman, and a break is quickly approaching. When KCUR's Central Standard returns, we'll hear about some Lawrence French fries. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR Central Standard. And today, it's all about French fries because we love them. The food critics are Charles Ferruza, Bonjuing Lee, and Jill Silva. I want to turn to Jill now because she is recommending a lot of Lawrence French fries, and I really need to know where to get a fry fix in Lawrence. Jill.
Well, you know, Lawrence is a happening scene, and if you have a child that goes to KU, you end up there quite often.
Or if you yourself go to KU.
Often. There you go, you know. And so that's my reason for being in Lawrence so darn much. But in the process, I found some really great fries. And so one of the shout-outs I want to give is to Leeway Frank's.
Tell me about Leeway Frank's generally first. It's a unique place.
It's a unique place. It's a little tiny spot in a strip mall off of Iowa, I believe. And it has all kinds of locally produced meats that are stuffed into all kinds of different sausages and franks, as the name would suggest. They're delicious. And
there's just a little counter.
It's just, it's a little counter, a little spot, a very little spot. But you know what? The people are so friendly there. So I walked in and I said, I don't know what to order. And she said, you know, go for the Chicago dog. And then after that, she's like, fries or tater tots. And I was just, I didn't know what to do. I froze. I'm like, which do you recommend? And she said, oh, they're both so good. Let me give you a little of each. Okay, so I tried both. They have the very fat fries, steak fries. I thought they were delicious because I love that potato-y fluffiness.
Too.
And then they also had their tater tots fried, really, really fried, rusty brown, you know, so that kind of hash brown feel, so crunchy. So, you know, they can satisfy either the crunchy or the not crunchy.
Yeah, potatoes or potatoes. So hard to choose.
It is.
So that's Leeway Frank's. Tell me about the fries at Burger Stand.
Okay. The Burger Stand is thinner fries, and they have all kinds of seasonings on top of theirs, which are really, really fun. And truffle fries are just, I think, one of the most delicious fries, very rich.
So that's what they serve at Burger Stand?
They have many different kinds.
Gotcha.
So they have the regular, and then they have the truffle fries is my personal favorite. You can get them fried in duck fat, which is very, very rich and super crispy. You can get all kinds of dipping sauces and seasonings. So you can get like Cajun fries.
You could have a fry buffet.
You could. I mean, the variety of variations on these fries kind of blows me out. They even have sweet potato fries, which I know we're not getting into because that's another subcategory. But they dust those with a little bit of cinnamon sugar. So if you...
Hey, they're called fries.
If you're sweet and not savory, there you go.
What about Dempsey's Burger Pub? This is your third Lawrence recommendation. I'm very impressed.
Very, very similar type of fries in terms of skinny and lots of different toppings and seasonings. So again, dipping sauces and toppings are the deal there.
And you're recommending a poutine?
Poutine, yes. It's very interesting. It is a Canadian favorite.
And this is at Dempsey's.
Yes. Well, also, we're going to have one variation of this at Food Truck Friday this afternoon. So if people want to come by and check that out, too. But the poutine at Dempsey's has got the gravy and the cheese curds. I mean, that's pretty much obligatory for any. And it's just, you know, it makes it soggy. So Bonjour's not going to love that one. But... but it's a really delicious variation on a theme. And I'm just astounded by how many variations on a theme there are.
So tell me, you know, I want to turn to all of our food critics now on this poutine question, knowing that Bonjour is not a fan. He's, in fact, making a face right now that I wish our listeners could see. But does anywhere in Kansas City have poutine that we should be recommending to our listeners?
Dead silence here. I don't. I'm with Bonjour. I do not like poutine, mostly because I don't like brown gravy.
I don't mind brown gravy, but I don't want it on my fries. Like I said, if you're gonna fry something, it's got to be crispy for me. Otherwise, why fry it? You could do a lot of other things with potatoes. But for me, poutine gets a little too soggy, and I also find it's not gross to share with others. It's too much to eat on your own. But then you know, it's kind of. If everyone's forking out of the same gravy pot, it's kind of not for me.
Well, I'm keeping my eye on Central Standard's Twitter feed, the at KCURCST. If you know of some great poutine in Kansas City, let us know. Charles, you've got an order of fries with your name on it in Riverside, Missouri?
Yeah, Hogjaw Fritz, which is owned by the Sylvia brothers. One being, I think he's still a firefighter, isn't he, Nick?
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Which, you know, I love that because, you know, some of the best cooks I've ever experienced in my life were firefighters. And, you know, they got to do something when they're not fighting fires.
They do.
And
and who better to be in your kitchen? I mean, who
absolutely. Especially for something that's flammable as French fries. And they do some really, really good fries. And they also have really, really good barbecue. And I'm thinking that one of the reasons I think that fries and barbecue are such a good combination is that fries, if they don't have horrible seasonings on them, are, you know, are just crispy and light, and which allow the barbecue, which tends to be kind of spicy, not hot spicy, but spicy, it lets the barbecue shine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blander side dish.
I think it's the smokiness.
Yeah.
That kind
so,
of.
Charles, tell us again where you're recommending these delicious fries.
Hog Jaw Fritz, which is in Riverside. And if you asked me to give you directions there, I couldn't. But I always seem to find my way there like a radar.
So we need to go with you.
Not necessarily, but you'll find it.
This is the Friday Food Show on Central Standard. Welcome back to KCUR Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman with the food critics, Charles Ferruzza, Jill Silva, and Bonjwing Lee. We are compiling our guide to the best French fries in and around Kansas City. Hi again, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Gina, can I throw something out that I wanted to tell you about?
Just toss it out there.
Okay. So I drove last year to with some friends to Bentonville, Arkansas. And on the way there, we stopped at the White Grill in Nevada, Missouri, which supposedly is where Susie Q fries, those big curly fries, were invented, and they were delicious.
So there's, if you want to make a French fry pilgrimage, are you saying Nevada, Missouri?
I'm telling
your place?
You, when I was done eating my Susie Q fries, I was ready to pay homage to that place.
Well, Charles, I want you to tell me about some place that I am guessing has very different fries, though. I don't know, maybe not. Avenue's Bistro.
Very different fries. They say they're pommes frites, and I have no reason not to believe them. They're very addictive, and I think the fun thing about that is that they come with a whole lot of possible dipping sauces. And I'm someone who doesn't really care for ketchup. I think that it's like jam.
You're here.
You know, it's tomato jelly.
And everyone looks horrified that I'm anti-ketchup. Go on.
I'm totally anti-ketchup. It's all so sugary. And so they have some good imaginative dipping sauces. And I'm sort of like Bonjwing in the sense that I do not like to share my fries.
Oh, I don't mind sharing. I just don't want to be putting sharing gravy with other guy. There you go.
Well, I don't like to share, especially. But I don't mind sharing the Avenue's Bistro fries because they make it really shareable.
They present it to be that way?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Bonjwing, what about Stock Hill on the Plaza?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
how thick are those fries?
They're pretty big. I mean, they're steak fries. It's ostensibly a steak restaurant. So it's a steakhouse. So they actually make them in-house. I mean, everything from cut. And then, you know, I asked the chef, Joe West, to explain how they make them.
They're that good that you were like called the chef over?
Oh, yeah. I asked him. And so they cut them. They're about half inch. They blanch them in salt water. Then they freeze them for an hour, which helps dry them out. And, you know, and then they fry them once, and then they let them sit until someone orders them, and then they fry them a second time. Super crispy.
That is the most labor intensive.
It is very labor intensive, but it's worth
tell.
It. Yeah, oh yeah, you can tell.
All right, Stock Hill on the Plaza, and Jill, you have a food truck French fry recommendation.
I do. Monk's Roast Beef, a truck you can find around town, often in the West Bottoms, and will be at Food Truck Friday this afternoon, does poutine on a pretty regular basis. And tonight he's doing a special Big Royal, and that's combining the roast beef and fries and gravy, not the cheese curd so much. I think there's going to be provolone cheese, a slice, on a bun. So,
and Jill, you're somewhat involved in those Food Truck Fridays?
I started those things 7 years ago. Yeah, so I really try to follow what each truck's doing and what's kind of different. And so I asked them, hey, what's your entree going to be for kickoff? And that was what he said. And I said, well, it's a cross between poutine and roast beef. And he said, I think it's like Sunday dinner on a bun.
Huh. So tell me what you like about their fries. I mean, separately just from this specialty, is there something about their fries that really jumps out to you?
Well, they're nice and crispy, and I think that's quite a feat in a food truck. You know, you're frying a la minute right there on the spot, so that is definitely a plus. You know, the cheese curd part of it, when you start adding things to it, that might be gravy to the gravy, kind of. I don't know that
I've
always
also had
made
it with foie gras on it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That would be rich.
It's very rich in in Canada, in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so the name of this food truck again, Jill?
Monk's Roast Beef.
And, you know, we have some more recommendations on social media. I want to look at some of our Twitter recommendations. Howard's Cafe in the Crossroads, this recommender says, hand-cut and perfectly crispy. Do a lot of places in Kansas City do hand-cut fries these days?
More now than ever, but yeah.
And I really like Howard's.
Yeah,
I've had those.
They're best cheeseburger. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We're also hearing that Justice Drugstore offers hand-cut fries with homemade ketchup on their patio. And homemade ketchup does also seem to be another trend.
Definitely a trend, I'd say.
Are you less objectionable to that?
Well, no, but I understand that's just my personal thing.
Okay.
I'm just not a ketchup person.
But, fair enough.
So any place else, though, for the handmade ketchups for people who are not weirdos like me?
Well, yeah, there's a farm out in east of Kansas City called Boys Grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Howard's Grocery, when I went there, they use Boys Grow ketchup, which is not technically house-made by the restaurant, but it is a locally produced ketchup from a farm.
Here. I don't know. Wasn't Blanc doing their own ketchup for a while?
They were. Yeah. I'm not sure if – I haven't been there recently.
I haven't either.
But
so, yeah.
And some final thoughts from our listeners. We've got someone recommending Frickin' Frack French fries, and this same – person on Twitter who has a lot to say about fries in general informs us that fish and chips fries should be hefty. Our time is up. Charles Ferruza writes for the Shawnee Mission Post and the Independent. Bonjuring Lee is the ulterior epicure, and Jill Silva is the food editor at the Star. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our guide to the best fries in Kansas City will be online at kcur.org. Today's show was produced by Jen Chen. I'm Gina Kaufman. Have a great weekend.